Did you do that very often?
Just when I had them, I did.
Well, when they were hatched out, what did you do with the mother and the bitties?
I have coops to put them in and put their little bitties in there and leave a little hole where they could run in and out. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever put an egg that wasn't a real egg under the hen to make her stay on the nest?
They'll put that called a nest egg, a glass egg, yeah. I got some around here somewhere now, a glass egg, where we buy them and put them in the nest. When you put that glass egg in the nest, that makes the hen always go back to that nest. There's an egg in there to lay to, you see. But when you go and get them up in the evening, you take all the eggs out and leave that false egg in there.
Did you ever hear that called a China egg?
Yeah. It's glass. It's real white and thin, too.
And you might call it what?
A glass egg.
Or?
A china.
Oh, you did call it that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ate the chicken, did you ever get a bone that was shaped sort of like this? You know what I'm talking about?
That poor bone right off top of that breast. Mm-hmm.
What did you do with it?
Well, I cook it. Eat it now, we guess we're getting the meat off it. Then we gonna pull the wishbone. That's what's called a wishbone. See who's gonna get mad at the place we used to play that. One get the longest piece, well, he was gonna get mad at someone. Or she was.
Did you call the long piece anything or the short piece anything?
Well, see, the one get the longest piece, he was gonna marry. Pretty soon, the one got the shortest piece, but he wasn't going to matter soon. He had to fish around.
You didn't ever call it the boy bone or the house and land bone. You didn't name the two pieces, did you?
No, the bull bone.
Well, how would you call those pigs? You said you had those pigs. You call them wee pig? They come?
They say, piggy. Well, they used to you fooling with them, and then they'll hear your voice and follow you.
What about horses or mules? You ever call them?
Oh, you can call them. They'll come to you. If it's close to feed time, they want something to eat. We had a horse. And in the morning, if my stepfather was too long getting up coming out there, that horse would come right, get right in front of that door and stand there and lick him. That he's telling him to come on feed him.
Did the cows make any noise or the donkey or the mules make any noise like that at feed time?
Yeah, if you got him tied up there, he shows it. He's gonna let you know when time come to eat.
What kind of noise did they make?
Like that.
Well, if the horse made a nicker, what'd you call the one that the mule made?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say he was nickling, but that was his way to make you know that it was feed time.
All right. Well, what did you make out of the hogs you raised?
The hogs? Well, we made bacon, ham.
What's the difference in a bacon and a ham?
Bacon and ham? Bacon is the middling in here. This is what bacon is made out of in here. Well, this is a ham here.
Oh, I see. Well, you were telling about the vegetables the other day. Was there some meat that you'd cook with your vegetables, with your, you know, the tops of the turnips? What do you call them?
Turnips.
You tell me how you cook them, but did you...